Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I think it would be, if the Celtics lose a game to the Cavs in the series, I think the sky will be falling on the radio the next day. I'll put it that way. I think the expectation is they're going to sweep the Cavs. I think the expectation is they should sweep whoever comes out of the next Pacers series. And, like, to be honest with you, a lot of the conversation here on both TV and radio has been, like, are they going to be challenged enough when they have to face the Nuggets or the Wolves or whoever else in the finals? That's where the conversation is. So if they were to lose a game to the Cavaliers, I think things would get kind of ugly here for a 24, 48-hour period until they get back out there again. This is the best team they've had since they won the championship, I think.
Albert Breer there, MMQB. And I asked for this because, I'll be honest with you, I this is not me saying this about Albert. This kind of mentality is what is driving me crazy in this series. We got 1 hour to go. JP coming up next. Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin, of course, game two coming up tonight. Cavs, Celtics. Can the Cavs get a win? I'm fueled by this now, man. Like, and it's so funny because I can't even get too mad because no one is giving the Cavs a chance now to even win after game one. But like, oh man, I already have a tough spot for Boston. I already just kind of get annoyed by Boston and the way that they think the sun shines out their ass. Like, I already have real problems with Boston, who thinks they invented every sport and invented winning titles. And then to come out, and again, I think Albert's only saying, he's speaking to the media in Boston, and the fact that nobody's talking about this game until the Cavs win, it makes me want a win even more tonight. Because bleep those bleepers.
Yeah, bleep those bleep heads.
Right? Like, I know they probably felt the same way about us when the Cavs would wax the Celtics back in the teens. But, like, because here's the thing. I think Rome would be burning. No, that's not Jim Rome's show. I mean, Rome would be burning.
That's an old show.
Epic. Didn't get canceled.
Chrissy Everett.
Your name's Jim or Chrissy? No, we're not going there. Anyways, not epic. That being said, there's a part of me that even if a win tonight wouldn't change my feelings on the Cavs winning the series, there's a part of me that is just the man that wants to watch the world burn for 24 hours to 48 hours if the Cavs were to win tonight. I kind of need it. Like, I think the Cavs need to do us a solid by winning this game and really piss off all of the East Coast and, more importantly, all of Boston.
Well, and it'd also be great, Nick, that, for us, tomorrow be an F off Friday, and we really would F off.
Oh, my God. I mean, we don't need an excuse to F off, but nothing would make me rendier, as it were, more likely to bleep off than of course, the Boston Celtics losing tonight. And it's funny, like, Boston is approaching this Cavs series the way the Cavs, we in the Cavs media approached the Orlando series. We talked about it more, but like after two games, even though I was saying don't do it, we had the Modern Boys. We had every show on this station. Somebody on every show said the series is over and that this should be quick. You know, it should be wet work. It should be over. Let's move on to Boston.
Including myself.
And it's I was not going to throw you under the bus. I just said as somebody on every show. It could have been Mac. It could have been Keith. Could have been one of the update anchors. Who knows? You don't have to throw yourself under the bus there, but because you've already atoned for it. You admitted it. But no, I mean, I think we talked a little bit about this at the beginning of this show. Of I think this series lacks a lot of intrigue for people that aren't Cavs fans, and it might even lack some intrigue for Cavs fans. And I think that's what tonight is about. And at any point, listen, if the Cavs just take care of home cooking in games 3 and 4, it's going to make the series interesting. But specifically, like, this is the game that can convert a lot of cynical Cavs fans out there and cynical national media members, because you kind of kill two birds with one stone. One, you prove that Boston can lose to a team that people think is going to get swept. That Boston can lose in Boston to the Cavs. And two, the Cavs would prove to Cavs fans that the Cavs could actually win on the road. And I just think, you know, the
players need to have that.
Yes.
I don't know, confidence, you know. You got to do something once before you believe you can do it.
Why do we have a working theory on why they're bad on the road? And not just bad, they're getting blown out. Keith was all over it on social media after game one, where the average margin of victory is over, or the average margin of defeat for the Cavs under JB the last 2 years on the road in the playoffs is over 20 points per game. So, like, that's, you know, I'm all for, well, the Knicks series was one series, it's a limited set. Well, this is now the third series. And while the Cavs now do have, what is it, they've got five playoff wins under JB. You don't win playoff series if you can't win on the road. And certainly unless you're not the number one seed. And at some point, you have to be able to prove that you can, because it's also not the most logical thing that you can just expect to win every game at home either, because it's tough to win in the playoffs whether you're at home or on the road. Boston isn't going to turtle
clearly, if you're a great team, and Boston is, winning on the road is like not that big a deal. I mean, yeah. You saw what the T-Wolves did on the road to the Nuggets. They weren't worried. And by the way, when you play on the road, I think it's so important for teams to show up quick and to get off to a great start, because that forces the fans into a situation where they don't really know what to do. And that happened with the Cavs a few times. You know, you especially in game 7, you know, when the Magic got out to that lead, 18 points, it's a miracle the Cavs came back and won that game, because the crowd was totally out of it until the Cavs decided they wanted to take it in their own hands and make that run before the end of the first half.
I'm so glad you said the thing about taking the fans out of it. One, we really haven't seen the Cavs take a crowd out of it in the playoffs, because a
clearly
lot of those
not.
Games...
I think they've lost almost every first quarter, right?
And we also haven't really seen a team take the Cavs fans out of it. And if there's a team that could dim the lights for Cavs fans at home in game 3, it's Boston. And that is, I think that's the other thing. I think if you're saying that's fine if they lose tonight, I'm not concerned about it, I'll tell you, coming home, I don't think you can just chalk up two easy wins. You're going to, you know, whether you're in Boston or at home, you're going to have to play your best games more often than not to stay in this series. And that's not, it's so funny, because I think when Cavs fans hear that, they think you're, you know, saying, you know, oh, you're just hating on the Cavs. No, guys, the Celtics are that good. The Celtics, I mean, I'll say it, if the Nuggets get eliminated by the Timberwolves, all due respect to the Timberwolves, I think the Celtics, this is finally their year. And by the way, that's with a coach that I don't know is a truly great playoffs coach. And I know, like, the players matter more than anything. Guys, the Cavs don't win the 2016 championship if you don't have Ty Lue as your head coach. It does matter. So if you've got a team that it doesn't matter who your head coach is, that's like a once in a decade kind of thing. And so I think that's a really important thing to keep in perspective. There's a reason why no one's giving them a chance. It's annoying the way that the Cavs are being overlooked, but they're not overlooking the Cavs because the Cavs were bad in the final 20, or average in the final 20 games of the season. They're not overlooking the Cavs because of the seven-game series against Orlando. They're overlooking the Cavs because the Celtics are just that damn good. And so that, to me, is why you mentioned something about, man, the Cavs need to prove that to themselves that they can win on the road. I think the Cavs need to prove to themselves they can win in Boston. Because if you can win in Boston on the road, especially after the way game one went, you can win anywhere in the NBA.
Can we get one tonight?
Theoretically, yes.
I mean, theoretically. Yeah, it's one game, and you certainly could go out and get hot from three. I feel like that is the only way they can win on the road.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'd just like to see the bigs do good work tonight. Because I think that goes a long way. Well, okay, but that's an oversimplification. Like, yes, you're going to need to have you can't shoot 26% from three and win. And the Cavs actually attempted something like, they didn't attempt, I think the Celtics, like 42 or 46 three-pointers did the Celtics attempt in game one. I think you got to like 35 or 36 attempts in game two. The Cavs, when they were at their best, when the ball was really moving, the Cavs were neck and neck with the Celtics, the Warriors, and a couple other teams as the highest three-point attempts per game in the NBA. There's a 20-game stretch where that 20-game stretch that pushed them to the top five, and the only reason they ever caught the Celtics was how low the attempts were for the first 25 or 26 games. So you can do that. That we know, we've seen it this year with the team. It's just, what are you going to do to bring that out from the Cavs? And then I think the other part is, I actually put it on the defense and the rebounding tonight. Because if you can turn this into a rock fight, yeah, they're still tough to beat. I'll take the Celtics 2 points at a time, with you also getting your 2 points at a time and an occasional three, over it's your occasional three-pointer and a couple two-pointer, or your threes versus their threes. Like, I think defense tonight, you just have to be really tight. And it's funny, I don't think you need to play your best game overall. I just think you need to play your best game defensively and on the boards and let the offense get what you got.
You can't let this Cornette guy have 20 boards.
He's not good.
He's not that good.
He's
in the NBA. He's a good player.
Well, he's better than me.
Would he make more free throws than you? That's debatable.
No. No. Well, are people chanting MVP during it?
Well, that depends.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, he could not handle that kind of smoke. I could. But no, I mean, I think that's a great point. You can't let a rotational big in the NBA, when you've got a guy that 2 years ago was top three in Defensive Player of the Year awards in the post, you can't let that guy cook. You can't. Don't let Cornette cook.
Are we going to play Sam Merrill more than 4 minutes tonight?
I think that's a big thing. I mean, I think when
you know,
it gets
funny, man, I just realized that Sam Merrill looks like Ben Fontana.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, he looks like...
Isn't that funny? I just looked at the picture. I'm like, dude, that's Ben. Right, he used to work here. That's an inside joke.
Let me see. Because there was somebody else that I saw when I looked at Sam Merrill the other day, but I got a... Definitely Ben Fontana. Oh, my God.
It's like uncanny.
I'll start here. I threw out what I think the Cavs have to do to win tonight, which is I need to see a consistently... pressure-filled on the perimeter defense, kick the guys inside, and let Mobley alter shots. And I think this could be a really great opportunity for Evan Mobley to have a phenomenal game and not just in the box score. But that also starts with rebounds and stuff like that. That, to me, matters more than can you shoot 40% from three, because Boston's going to shoot 40% from three.
The Cavs are the second-worst three-pointing shooting team in the playoffs.
You mean for the playoffs or from the regular season?
For the playoffs.
Okay, that tracks. Yeah.
They're missing 22 threes a night on average. Is that good?
One more time, 20?
They're missing 22 a night on average.
Ooh. And here's the thing.
That's 22 possessions.
As soon as you hear it, you're like, yeah, that tracks.
It makes sense.
Yeah. I remember the Orlando series. What's wild is, like, you should be able to score more easily against Boston. They're a really good defensive team. I'm not trying to like, but I don't think they have. Yes, they're longer and they're athletic. That dominance though in that category tends to more play out on the offensive side. I think you should be able to score more easy, just naturally. But no, I put it on the defense and the rebounding tonight. How about you, Dusty?
The keys?
Yeah, like for you, what's the most important thing that has to happen tonight for the Cavaliers to get the dub?
Be professional basketball players and make your shots.
You are ready. I think you're going to turn on this team if they lose tonight.
Wait till tomorrow.
I think you're dropping a big leg.
I'm going to wait till tomorrow.
I kind of am ready to see Fox firing on all cylinders on this one.
No, because here's the thing. I mean, if you're 0-2, you're still coming. You haven't lost a game at home yet.
That's fair.
Like Monday, if they're down 0-3 Monday.
Could it be like after game 3 for Nick Wilson?
Probably.
So,
and I'm going Monday, so I'm going to be like super, super depressed.
If Donovan is the most important player tonight for the Cavs, who is the...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Second most important player for the Cavs tonight.
Hey, it's Darius, and it's obvious.
It's in? Okay. Show your work.
Darius is our best three-point shooter. He's got to make his shots. He's got to be confident. He's got to play out of his mind, you know? I don't think it's out of the equation to expect a guy of Darius Garland's caliber, his talent, to go out here and give you 30 points.
So we're going to get back to this, but 216-474-0092, is this Cavs series riding on tonight? So that's the thing we're going to get to in the last segment here. We are also asking if Donovan is the most important Cavalier, who's the second most important Cavalier? I would say it's Evan. I think you need a game from him tonight to steal one in Boston. And then, by the way, the if he's 1A, right behind Donovan and Evan is Darius. I think you could pick your poison on that one. So I don't think you're too far off there, Dusty. Now, meanwhile, we're talking about earlier Frank Vogel getting scapegoated in Phoenix. Reports now are multiple reports saying Mike Budenholzer has emerged as the favorite to be the new Suns head coach, which is wild. He emerged in 2 hours.
I mean, we already had him as our number one candidate in Cleveland, and we still have a head coach.
Oh, it's a total kick in the it's a total kick in the nuts. It is.
You want to hit that, or are you good?
No.
Okay. Well, now
if you say it, you have to. Yeah. But no, I mean, it's a total kick in the nards. It is.
Yeah.
So like, I'll be honest with you. I thought one of my favorite points I heard on the station today was Andy Baskin and Dan and the boys in the jump start. The midday boys, it doesn't work the same. But they were talking about the coaching cycle and how, you know, the Hornets just named their new head coach, one of Boston's assistants. And I know that the coaching cycle in the NFL is very similar, but it's pretty ridiculous that we have a couple jobs that are going to open up, and the Cavs could be one of them, and half the good candidates are going to be gone. And you don't have that. Like, playoff teams do not fire their head coaches 99% of the time in the NFL. In the NBA, it's commonplace. Frank Vogel just got fired. JB, if you get swept, probably getting fired. Isn't there another coach? I'm already blanking on somebody else that either has been or will be fired in the NBA playoffs. I digress. The point is, yeah, a little antsy about that. But while we're talking about the coaching market, Byron Scott. Now, Byron was on which show, Mac? You're going to have to remind me of this because...
Undisputed.
And while everyone's talking about LeBron's ability to get coaches fired and does that impact his legacy, I would, by the way, run it back and see how many coaches Michael got fired before they landed on Phil, but I digress. Here was Byron Scott on an idea as it pertains to LeBron maybe being the solution to LeBron's problem.
My recommendation, the next Laker coach, and out of the 8 or 9 names that I've heard, his name wasn't on there, is make LeBron the coach. Listen, I got nothing but love and respect for LeBron. I love him. I think he's one of the greatest players that ever played this game. But it's obvious to me, at least, that he's making a lot of decisions that's going on in this organization, from a coaching standpoint to a player standpoint. So if you're going to allow him to make those decisions, all right, sit on the bench and make those decisions as well. Be the head coach. You obviously have to get somebody that LeBron is comfortable with from a head coaching standpoint. As far as I'm concerned, the only person that he's going to really trust is himself. And since you're making a lot of these decisions anyway, why not put him in that seat?
Do you think LeBron would be satisfied? Do you think this is the only missing piece? Because, like, LeBron loves to control everything on the court. Everything is LeBron-centric, right? And sometimes players have chafed. Kevin Love didn't just want to sit in the corner and be a three-ball artist. You know, Kyrie wanted to get more of the share of the ball. Like, players chafe at the control that LeBron likes to have. Counterpoint to that is he can tell you exactly how plays are going to go down and how the chess pieces on the court are going to move. So while we scoff about LeBron being a head coach one day, LeBron as a player coach actually isn't the dumbest idea I've ever seen. It's not a great idea, but it's not the dumbest idea.
When's the last time in the NBA we had a player coach? It was like way back in the day, right?
The 80s, maybe?
Was it Lenny Wilkins?
And by the way, that sound was courtesy of FS1 and Undisputed. Actually, I think that's a good pull. I think it is Lenny Wilkins.
How'd I pull that?
I don't know. Because I'm Mr. Lenny Wilkins, and I didn't pull that.
Mr. Lenny Wilkins? I think Lima's Mr. Lenny Wilkins.
Oh, I will fight him for it.
You know, Lenny Wilkins once hung up on us.
I do know that. Yeah. And listen, Lima can be Mr. Bitcoin. I'm Mr. Lenny
Wilkins, 86 years old, man.
Yeah. Doesn't look a day over 86. It's a long way of saying he looks exactly as old as
he was. But he was player coach at the Sonics, dude.
Yeah. What, 77 was the last time? Because he retired.
So this was 75.
70. Well, he was a coach for the Sonics from 69 to 72. And he was a player at the same time.
Yeah. Dude, I actually think LeBron could pull it off. It's just, would players want to deal with it? And you'd also have a chief of staff. Like, you'd have to have a coach, like an associate coach.
Well, Lenny Wilkins coached and started at point guard.
Yeah. That's
a badass move, dude. Well,
it also, kind of a tough sell for teammates. Like, hey, he's putting himself in a point guard again. Well, not if you actually can back it up. But like once you get to the back end of your career, and they're like, should he also be out there as a starter? But I it's funny. Like it won't happen. Nobody's going to name LeBron the head coach. I don't think LeBron will ever be able to be a head coach, a successful head coach, where he's not on the court. This is the only scenario that I think it would work. Because I think LeBron would suffer from what a lot of the greats suffer from. And when you try and coach players, you just get frustrated because you can do it and they can't. And so just because you're a great player doesn't mean you're a great teacher. But in this case, if LeBron is the floor general, the point guard, the point forward, your best player, your most impactful player, and all he has to do is make a couple of in-game decisions, I totally, with the right associate head coach, like an experienced head coach that now becomes like his Tex Winters, I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world. Because I'll be honest with you, I think the whole LeBron's a coach killer thing is just another way to hate on LeBron, but it's pretty undisputable evidence when LeBron stomps on the court like a toddler because he doesn't like what Darvin Ham is doing. I think maybe, just maybe, Byron Scott feels the way a lot of coaches feel, which is, oh, you don't want one of us to do it? Do it your damn self. I think there's a lot.
I think he would sign up for that in a heartbeat.
LeBron, yeah. What? I mean,
that would also add to his legacy if they were like really good.
Now you're talking my language. Because yes, if next year he was the head coach, and he's already given the GM role by everybody, whether that's true in LA or not.
Can I say something? I actually think he'd do a good job
as a head coach.
I think all of the above.
Yeah. Again, with him on the court,
I think he could run that organization and also play.
But the playing is the key to me.
But here's the thing, too. I think for once in LeBron's career, if he did take on that role, he would have to be held accountable for everything. There would be no excuses.
So you mean you could fire him as a head coach?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, people will be critical of him in the media. And if he doesn't do a good job, and this is why it's a big risk reward. Like, if he doesn't do a good job, it hurts his legacy. If he does a great job, I think it just puts him even on the Mount Rushmore. There's no Mount Rushmore. There's just one statue.
I think what's fun. Okay, I like that take. I really enjoy the take you're on here. I think the problem is we'd have to set the expectation. What would the expectation for LeBron as a coach be? Because if it's next year you got to win the championship, I don't think that's realistic with this Lakers team. If it's be better than you were this last year, meaning go farther into the playoffs, yeah, I think LeBron could do that. Like, with a healthy team, with a healthy LeBron, and maybe with one other addition, maybe swap D'Angelo Russell out for a guard that fits or a wing that fits better, I think LeBron could. And I think the point about the legacy thing is really strong. Like, especially because, like, if LeBron wants to become an owner, like Michael became an owner, that will become part of his legacy. It's not part of Michael's legacy because they're not comparing Michael to anyone. But if LeBron came out and as a head coach won a championship or even competed for a championship, then retired, got his own team, and then that team was consistently good, those are multiple feathers in the cap that Michael doesn't have. And just big picture, as a basketball figure, LeBron would be unassailable in terms of his legacy. I also think time. There's a part of me that just thinks time. But yeah. LeBron's a head coach. Here's the thing. I think it will work. I don't know it would work. I do know I absolutely want to see it. 216-474-0092. Byron Scott sounds like a fed-up ex-coach who can't get a new head coaching job. And his thing is he wants to see LeBron as a player coach. Would you bet against LeBron as a head coach, as a player coach? Not as a head coach, but as a player coach.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.